Shout out to Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. I think that, again, Pittsburgh is one of the most beautiful cities that I've ever seen in my entire life. Have y'all ever driven into Pittsburgh? Because Pittsburgh is, if you're in Detroit, for example, a lot of Detroiters back in the day, they used to go and visit Chicago, and a lot of them still visit Chicago. But a lot of people visit Chicago, and basically Chicago is like a four-hour drive to the west in the United States. Pittsburgh, on the flip side, is a little over four-hour drive to the east. And so a lot of people have never discovered it, and they didn't see all of the beautiful bridges and the Steelers. And, you know, Pittsburgh is just gorgeous. They got a great, great downtown. And I don't, again, like I said, if y'all ever have driven into Pittsburgh, it's one of the most scenic things that you've ever seen driving into the city. It's so weird. It is very, very weird to see how it's carved out and what the city looks like before you even get downtown. It's crazy. I can't even find any videos. But everything goes up into the mountains and into the hills and stuff like that. And the houses built into the mountains, it look like. They got all of these beautiful bridges and everything. Like Pittsburgh is picturesque. I absolutely fell in love with the city when I went there. And it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm looking for some pictures to where I can see it, but I can't really see anything that could describe it and how I remember it. Neither here nor there. So, but I've heard that Pittsburgh is making some changes, starting with the police department. All right. Let's get into it. I'm going to read that super chat shortly, D Pounds. And then we're going to get into the show. This is what's happening with the police department over in Pittsburgh.
Now to a live look into downtown Pittsburgh, where changes are coming today to the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police.
From new hours to new ways of reporting incidents, Megan Shin joins us live outside Pittsburgh Police Headquarters with everything you need to know. Good morning.
Good morning, David and Lindsay. And I just got to say, who wouldn't like a four-day work week? Now, the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police hopes that will help with officer recruitment as well as retention. And those officers starting today will work 10-hour shifts instead of the standard 8-hour shift each day. So we do know they will also get one extra hour of wellness time that they can use each week however they like. And there are some more changes to note here. Officers will only respond to 50,000 calls per year, and dispatchers will assign the other 150,000 reports per year that don't require an in-person response by officers to an online reporting unit and telephone reporting unit. What this means for you is you'll still have officers respond if there's a possible suspect there, someone needs medical help, domestic fights, and calls with evidence. And 740 officers are currently operating in the department, and 41 more are training right now. So Pittsburgh Police Chief Larry Scarrato says 27 officers will cover the night watch now.
Data said that from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., that we had 8% of our call volume, yet we had 33% of our personnel working during those periods of time. So it didn't make sense for us to continue that level of allocation. I'm confident in the decisions that we make that it impacts this bureau and the city in a much better way than we have in the past.
The department is adding a new violent crime division focusing on reducing violent crime and gun violence. A new watch commander is also being added to the overnight shift as well. And the units will be placed strategically to suit the needs of the city of Pittsburgh. And blue phones will also go up outside of all six zones with a direct line to 911 between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. So to recap, starting today, officers will work 4 days a week, 10-hour shifts, and get 3 consecutive days off each week. That's an additional 52 days off each year. And the new telephone reporting unit will also be in place during the overnight hours, which will be an additional help due to the reduced staffing that they're seeing during the overnight hours.
So let's break this down. Let's look at it. And let's put our business hats on, because I see Paulie is saying more terrible decisions. Let's put our business hats on first. Before we look at it from a safety perspective, let's look at it from a business perspective, all right? Four 10-hour shifts instead of five 8-hour shifts. Okay, well, I thought that y'all actually said that y'all wanted four-day work weeks yesterday. Y'all didn't say that y'all wanted four-day work weeks? Because it's the same amount of hours as being worked. It just means that they're reallocating what shifts they're working on so that they can better serve the community. I thought y'all said, so y'all wanted four-day work weeks, but just not with the police department. Not with the fire department, the police department. They giving y'all what y'all want. Didn't y'all want to defund the police? Didn't y'all want the resources to be reallocated so that you can make sure that the people is taken care of? Y'all don't want them to have health days only when it don't serve you? Okay, all right. Extra days off, that mean working 4-10s will allow for, and this don't mean that they won't necessarily work overtime, right? But working 4-10s will actually give them more time and health days and the time to be able to spend with their family and go fishing and take care of their family and stuff like that, right? They got a new telephone reporting unit, so you can get the blue light system. Have y'all ever seen a blue light system? They have them on campuses a lot of time, right? So when the nighttime falls and it's not as many people out and about and all of that stuff, that means that instead of you just walking into a police precinct, because very few people actually walk into the police precinct unless you're getting arrested, very few people go into the police precinct at night. The precincts, I believe, are going to be closed, and then you can get a blue light system, which then allows for them to have to not staff it as vigorously as they previously did, but then they could put more units out on the street where needed, okay? And then they have, that's where it comes with the reduced overnight staffing. All right, so before we get into this, let's let the new police chief actually speak to exactly what they're doing within the system.
So when there's a event that doesn't require, it's not in progress, we're going to take and reroute that call to our telephone reporting unit, which will be operational from 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. And then the hours from 3 a.m. to 7, those calls will be queued up for the person that comes in at 7 a.m. to take the reports in the morning.
There will be anywhere from 25 to 63 officers covering the city between 3 and 7 a.m. Chief Scarrato says that decision is backed by data. Officers will also be switching to 10-hour shifts 4 days a week, with 1 hour offered to them to focus on their mental health. Scarrato also announced a new violent crime initiative, which will be made up of 17 officers. The department is budgeted for 850 officers, but currently has around 740. With the recent fatal mass shooting at the Kansas City Super Bowl parade, I asked how police officers are prepared for major events here, like the St. Patrick's Day parade.
We'll look at Kansas City as we prepare for the St. Patrick's Day parade and the celebration that goes there, and glean lessons that they've learned from that event and see how we apply those to any of our upcoming events with mass gatherings.
And Scarrato says he expects the department to have around 40 new police officers on duty by late summer. Kaylee Gunderson, Pittsburgh's Action News 4.
Okay, so this is what he's basically saying, okay? He's basically saying, and he's using data to drive his decisions, okay? He's saying that, listen, a lot of these police officers probably isn't really even doing nothing at night because we get very few calls at night, overnight, during the 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. hours. So there's no point in us staffing or overstaffing police during that time when we can allocate more police. Because listen, y'all got to get out of y'all emotions. You got to get out of your emotions. Pittsburgh is not one of the cities that's always at the forefront of the congregation of having issues. Pittsburgh is basically announcing that they're reallocating police officers where they're needed the most. If nobody is actually calling into the system, and if it's not a violent crime or an issue where it's a break-in or somebody is being assaulted, then that call will then be queued up, right? If it's just something silly, if it's a pothole over there or somebody called the police, because people call the police department for some dumb stuff, right? Or they call it for basic stuff. Okay, well, we're not going to allocate resources to that. We're going to queue that call up for the next shift, but now we're going to allocate police officers according to where they're needed. We don't need an entire dedication of police officers on a shift where there's almost nothing happening, and the data backs that up. They said that they only receive 8% of their phone calls overnight at that particular time where they have to send a unit out to somebody's house, right? And so Jeremy H. says, well, why are they announcing it? That's a really good question. Because y'all wanted more transparency within the police department. Listen, y'all asked for this. You asked for this. Do you want police officers just chilling, sleeping in their car, having a good time, eating lunch? Or do you want them to have some kind of mental health and some time with their family so that they can come back and do their jobs better? And then at the same time, we allocating our resources according to where the data is saying that it needs to do. Now, this does not mean that they can't go back to or add more police officers depending on if they see a spike in crime or anything like that. But what it does mean is that they're using the information and the data to better allocate their officers, especially considering that it's very hard to even keep officers within police departments because nobody wants to deal with being a police officer in today's time because they know that the public is going to kill them regardless. And when I say kill them, I'm not talking about how Trump said bloodbath, how y'all tried to take that out of context. I'm talking about kill them as far as go off on them, always villainize them, make them the bad guy regardless of who they are and what they're serving. They want to better allocate their resources to serve the communities in a more efficient way. I don't really see what the problem is, honestly. They're saying that we don't need all of these police officers on this particular shift. Pittsburgh is not a ridiculously dangerous place where they're having problems with crime overnight. And so we're going to allocate our resources towards the things and towards people when it really matters. Instead of being understaffed at this particular time, we're going to put overstaffing at this time when we need it, and then we're going to better allocate resources and keep our police force and keep them happy, and hopefully we can have retention within the police force, and then we can better serve our communities. Because what he also said is we're also still creating a separate task force to deal with dangerous crime head on. So those officers are only going to be tackling the most extreme issues, and they're going to be tracking down the fugitives and everybody that's wanted and everything like that and getting them off the streets. And then they're going to use the data to drive all the rest of their decisions. I think it is smart. I don't see what the big deal is.
Starting Monday, the department will not respond to calls that are not in progress unless officers will be on the night watch.
They will not respond to calls that are not in progress. Meaning that if you told them that your boyfriend stole $100 out of your house and he ran out, okay, we'll get to you in the morning. He ain't even there no more. You know what I'm saying? Call your therapist. That's what they said. Call your therapist.
Good evening, and thank you for making us a part of your Saturday. I'm Alexandra Todd, filling in for Erica. Tonight, we're talking to people about the new changes Pittsburgh police are implementing. KDKA's Mamie Ba reports.
Mixed reaction from residents here. Some welcome.
This is the residents are going to give their thoughts on this.
And believe they will be good for the city. Others believe more patrols should be out at night.
The whole city of Pittsburgh is at risk.
Rich Chupka, the owner of this business on the south side, isn't too happy about the new changes being implemented by Pittsburgh police in just a few days.
It's terrible that they are decreasing the police force.
27 officers will patrol the city overnight, not accounting for any call-offs. Also, the department will not respond to any calls that are not in progress. They will go to an enhanced telephone reporting unit or online reporting.
I think that a lot of the calls that come in can be handled through the telephones as they're proposing it. But I just have concerns that there just aren't enough police officers.
According to Pittsburgh City leadership, the modifications are based on data. Pittsburgh Police Chief Larry Scarrato said in a news conference Friday, he understands all won't welcome the changes, but it's for the betterment of everyone.
I'm confident in the decisions that we make that it impacts this bureau and the city in a much better way than we have in the past.
Others we spoke with welcome the restructuring and are most pleased about Pittsburgh Police Cares, a new initiative that plans to build police and community relations.
Yeah, I like that. You know, get involved. You know, I'm glad that they're, you know, doing something
different. Oh, shout out to the eyelashes and the bull ring and the nose, the two rings and one in the mouth and one in the bottom lip and the black lips from smoking weed. Can we get a round of applause for the people that, listen, of all of the people that they could have got on the news to say whether or not they care or not. Shout out to and the baby hairs and the fake hair. Oh, my God. Talk about a starter kit. Let me tell you something. Talk about the starter kit. The modern woman, I don't need a man starter kit is in full effect right here. Minimal teeth, smoked out lips. 1, 2, 3, 4 earrings, 2 in the nose, 2, 1 in the bottom lip, 1 in the top lip. Baby hairs in full effect. Eyelashes that you can fly away from if you just beat them too fast. Fake hair. Haven't been in the gym for a while. We can see that. And out on these streets on the prowl, boy. Oh, man. Oh, man. She got every single red flag from what we... Shout out to Danasia Ware. I was not expecting this. I did not see this coming. But shout out to Danasia Ware. Pittsburgh, this is not a good look. This is not what I seen. Let me just be honest. Let me be transparent. This is not what I seen when I went to Pittsburgh. So I don't know where they got this person from in order to interview him. But Pittsburgh, this ain't a good look right here. Baby girl. Baby girl. And then she got the black lips. Let me tell y'all, ladies, I know that y'all think that y'all could do what y'all want to do. And I know y'all gonna smoke, and it's very hard to get a chick that smoked to not smoke no more. But the black lips is not it. The tar baby lips is not it. Tar lips is not hitting. That's not what it is, baby. Y'all, I don't, how do y'all lips get so black? Is that from most smoking Reggie? The roach come too close to your lips? She's your queen to be. Listen, Pittsburgh, I don't see anything wrong with the changes. I think that the data combined with human insight is helping them to make better decisions. And I don't see no problem. I don't see no problem. I think that they'll, because they never said that they wasn't going to respond to the worst crime or the worst issues. They just said that it's certain issues and based off of the call volume, they can better allocate their resources to things that really help and matter in the community. So I don't really see the issue with Pittsburgh, right? So I reviewed it myself. I got to be transparent. I got to be honest. I don't see anything that they're doing. I think that this could possibly be, I don't know. Y'all think that I'm biased? Relentless says, but Anton loves Pittsburgh. Maybe I'm biased. I don't know. Maybe I'm biased. I'm open for y'all holding me accountable. Chat, am I biased when it comes to Pittsburgh? Tell me. Y'all think I'm biased? I don't see anything wrong with the fact that they're reallocating resources. The only problem is that they're announcing it to y'all. But y'all wanted transparency. I'm from Pittsburgh, and I think this is dangerous. I didn't vote for this, and we do have a lot of crime. It's not reported. Most of the crime is after hours. Okay, Marcella. All right, I hear you. Okay. It seems like it's a great idea. I think that almost every single major city has crime. But I'm not really sure that I agree that Pittsburgh got all of the thoughts. Nope, not biased. They gave the people what they asked for. It's your opinion. What's wrong with that? After seeing Danasia, you might be. She got to go to the dermatologist, the dentist, and the gym, and the church, and she'll look gorgeous, man. No glow. That's not what they said. They said that they still will respond to violent crime, but crime that's not in progress or violent or happening at that particular time, it's going to be routed to other things. I don't know. We'll continue. I'll keep an eye on Pittsburgh because I love Pittsburgh and I want my Pittsburgh to be safe.